This is Kara Dahl Russell. On February 23rd, I sat down in the morning to talk with Dr. Jeffrey Shoyan about an upcoming concert of the Salisbury Symphony Orchestra. Good morning, I'm Kara Dahl Russell. It's 11:02. You've probably heard us mentioning that the Salisbury Symphony Orchestra here at Salisbury University will be presenting a Bach and Mozart celebration, 7:30 p.m. Saturday, March 3rd, directed by Dr. Jeffrey Shoyan. The concert is in the Holloway Hall Auditorium. Tickets are $20, $15 for seniors age 60 and up, $5 for children 12 and under, and for the first time, advance tickets are available to purchase and print online at SalisburySymphonyOrchestra.org, and tickets, as usual, may be purchased at the information desk of the Guerrera University Center. For more information, you can call 410-548-5587, or for more information, you can listen right now. I have Dr. Shoyan with me here in the studio. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Kara.
How are you doing?
Very good. How are you?
This seems like a no-brainer. Bach and Mozart celebration, everybody's favorites. Why don't you tell us what's in the lineup?
Oh, just some great music. We're going to start the program with Bach's Orchestral Suite number 1. And that was one of the pieces that was written around that time of 1720 when Bach was writing lots of orchestral and instrumental music, that time right around when he was at the court at Kärnten. So it's beautiful music. It opens with an overture, and it has dance movements after that.
That's always nice.
Yes, it's beautiful. And the second piece that we'll play is the Mozart Clarinet Concerto, and that was written late in Mozart's life. It's just a masterpiece. And a friend of mine, Les Nicholas, who's a chamber musician over on the other side of the bay in Virginia, and who is my colleague at Blue Lake Fine Arts Camp during the summer, he is the clarinet soloist on that piece. And then the second half will open with the Bach Double Violin Concerto, which is one of Bach's masterpieces, and it's just beautiful how the two violins have interplay. One melodic line will sort of feed into the other.
And who are your two violins on that?
Well, it's Frank Restison, another pal of mine from out at Blue Lake in Michigan, but also my wife, Sachiho Murasugi. We all know one another from Blue Lake, so it's going to be kind of a reunion for us.
So friends making music for more friends, a larger group of friends.
That's right. And the last piece is Mozart Symphony No. 2, which is kind of interesting because some researchers believe that it may have been written by Mozart's father, Leopold, which is kind of interesting because that was an interesting relationship. Leopold and was kind of a stage father and toured around with his son, the famous Mozart. But I'm not really sure. It's beautiful music. It's a beautiful symphony. And that's what we're going to play.
So this is titled A Bach and Mozart Celebration. What's your take on why this music continues to speak to people so deeply?
I think it must be just the beautiful melodies and poignant moments. When you think of the second movement of that Bach double, oh, it's just like heaven. That's where you're taken, when you hear that sort of music.
And well, then he achieved his goal because he always said that was his goal, to glorify God.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, just about every piece had that written at the end of it, didn't it?
Yes.
And the Mozart Clarinet Concerto is just a masterpiece, but it's always so interesting. Another thing is how these guys work their craft. And you will see, we've been able in our rehearsals to see little motives that appear in the first movement of maybe one of these pieces. And then here it appears at the end of the piece as well. So there's some these guys were brilliant craftsmen as well. And wrote gorgeous music.
Yeah, it's always fascinating. There'll be people who say, well, it's not relevant because it's older music, but then it remains popular, and it remains, when a couple years ago here when we did a listener survey, Mozart was the favorite composer, hands down, of the majority of people.
Isn't that neat? Yeah. I think, there's always the goosebump test, And I'm happy to say that I still get goosebumps when I listen to music like this, and it must mean that I haven't been jaded yet.
You know? Well, you have a many-sided career. You're a soloist performer as well as a conductor and a teacher. I'm always want to talk to musicians about the actual life of a musician. What do those different facets mean to you? Is there one that is your favorite, or are there aspects of the different parts that you like?
I'd have to say that I think as a performer, you know, I came from the cello. So, and that was where my first training was on the cello. So I would have to say that everything sort of branches out from that, but I find that most performers teach. Even Yo-Yo Ma teaches at master classes and those sorts of things. So,
and that's something that a lot of people miss when they think, oh, right. I want to be a musician and I just want to play. That's the part of the dynamic is realizing, even the greats have to have some that additional piece.
I think that there's an element of teaching even when you rehearse. When I rehearse with colleagues, we're teaching each other a different viewpoint about the music. So I think that musicians have to be articulate in stating what their ideas are and sharing it. So teaching goes hand in hand with performing. So.
And how about conducting? I know a lot of times you hear actors who become directors, and the reason they do is they start having a larger vision than just their own role. Is that similar to what you experience?
Well, I was always interested in conducting, and I just sort of, I was offered an opportunity in New Orleans when I lived down there to conduct a community orchestra, and I said, sure. So I started doing it at that point, and then it just sort of fell into place. But I think it's just another way to view the music. Instead of just the cello part, now I get to see the whole score, and there's the whole psychological part of it with how to get the best out of your musicians, and then there's the teaching element, and of course it's great literature, and there's that whole just fascination with music that just keeps going.
And here it's even a little more entwined, I think, because don't you have some of your own private cello students in the orchestra with you there?
I sure do. I sure do. I have, at the moment, I have two music ed majors in the cello section, and then there are also some non-majors that come from other parts of the campus, and I have there's a whole range of students, and then of course there are the community people and that whole wide variety of folks contributing to this operation.
And we're talking again about the Salisbury Symphony Orchestra presenting a Bach and Mozart celebration, 7:30 p.m., Saturday, March 3rd. We've been speaking with Dr. Jeffrey Shoyan. Thank you for coming in, Jeff.
Thanks for having me, Cara.
And this concert will be in Holloway Hall Auditorium. Tickets purchased at the information desk at the Grary University Center, or for the first time, advance tickets available online, SalisburySymphonyOrchestra.org. You can always call for more information, 410-548-5587. And before we go, I should mention who's sponsoring the performance, Stephen E. Hill of Livingston, Hammond and Hill Wealth Management, and Eastern Shore Coffee and Water sponsor the performance. Thanks again, Jeff, for being here with me.
Thank you.
And again, that's Saturday, March 3rd, a Bach and Mozart celebration, the Salisbury Symphony Orchestra, here at Salisbury University in Holloway Hall Auditorium. Go online, SalisburySymphonyOrchestra.org, or call 410-548-5587.